listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Todd Bible, from day to night, stopped, fed everybody in between, started teaching again, because they never had a Bible. They didn't have any Bible teachers.
Wow.
It was tremendous.
So they accepted Jesus.
Accepted Jesus, started a church. Still working with these people now. Just got them a church built. I didn't pay for it. I prayed it in. They prayed it in. I don't believe.
I think I need your wife praying for me.
Amen. I believe in that.
Yeah.
I teach the people wherever we go, and we've been in very poor places in Haiti, and I teach them, God is your source.
Were you at that study we were at the other day? The luncheon at that place?
I didn't make it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, because on the way there, I know you've probably had this happen, but I remember one time I was having, I had an achy jaw, and I went to see, this doctor called me. He was a cardiologist in town, and so he became a sponsor of the broadcast, and we became friends and had dinners together. And anyway, so I was getting aching in the jaw one day.
Not
and
good.
Yeah. I said, Rhett, don't fool around with this. Go see him. Sure enough, you know, they put high blood pressure on me, but... where was I going to go with this? So I had the high blood pressure.
I'm post-open heart nurse, maybe.
Yeah.
You didn't. So now you're on blood pressure medicine.
So anyway, so he said, I want you to go up and have, where they go into your heart?
Cardiac cath.
Yeah. But at that time, they only did it up in Melbourne. So that Australian doctor, famous Australian doctor up there. But anyway, so I wasn't even thinking about it, but I wasn't telling anybody that I was walking. Mm. I used to walk right over here, and I go to a restaurant over here where I'd do my interviews, and I'd be puffing and puffing. So anyway, I slip into all kinds of churches, and this time I went to St. Helens. It's a Catholic church. Mm-hmm. So I'm there over in a corner one day for this noon service, and the ladies recognize me and say, hey, Rhett Palmer, come down with us. The priest is going to pray for us with oil, you know. So I get down there. I'm not thinking about the breathing or anything. It's not in my mind. So I thought, oh, God, I don't need any prayer, but I said, in earnest, I prayed for, I was on my knees and I prayed for, that's what I like about the Catholics, I like the getting on the knees. Anyway, get on my knees and I said, Lord, please bless all these people. The moment I prayed for them, God goes, don't you remember about the breathing? So I get up and I think I got a miracle, because then that afternoon, Dr. Jackson says, I got you an appointment up in Melbourne. So I get up on Tuesday, I'm driving up there, and the clouds, you ever have this happen? The clouds are whiter than white, the blues are bluer than blue.
I love the sky.
It's when you have the presence of the Lord.
I love this guy.
So you get up there and they go, Mr. Palmer, your blood pressure is perfect. So then they're into my heart, and they're looking around, and the Indian doctor goes, Mr. Palmer, you don't need a stint. You don't even need medication. Your heart is perfect. And I never had that breathing problem again.
Wow. You got a miracle.
I got a miracle.
Because you had symptoms.
I did.
Symptoms
also,
are from the body.
I'll tell you something else, though. I'm on the gurney there with only the towel covering my particulars.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lady there. They had this new clamp. They used to have to, when they went up in your leg, they'd have to put the cement bags on you for 6 hours.
I've done all
hours.
That. That's what I did for a living.
So you know what
Pulled
it was.
The sheaths.
Well, they had a new thing where they did this, and they do it just like that. You're clamped up. So this lady represents the company, the pharmaceutical company. I'm naked. Almost completely, looking up at my heart in the monitor. Doctor's there, and she goes, Mr. Palmer, do you think we could come on your radio show and talk about this new product? Well, I'm putting up for it. Oh, I say no now because you'll kill me. You know? Oh, anything you want. You know?
Good idea.
I mean, what? Asking me sitting there naked like that, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, so life's a funny thing, but.
Yeah.
But this palpitation. I went to the hospital twice this summer for the Ozempic. So, but so now let's get back to you guys. So you went down into the jungle of South America. There was a guy in town here. He's now moved away. I forget his first name. He drove a little Porsche and he was into real estate locally. Well, he said years ago they were collecting Bibles. So he gave his old Bible, you know, with his imprint on the cover, you know. To be given away somewhere in the world. Well, anyway, so years later, he goes down to South America and does what you do, gets in a boat, goes to a remote village. Then they're going to have a Bible study that he get at the Bibles. They're handing out Bibles, and he is handed his Bible.
Only God. Only God can do those things.
I mean, talk
but God
about,
does do those things. That's the amazing thing about thing God. He's out of the box.
You know what happened recently?
Keep him out of the box.
I woke up, it was a few days ago, but let's say on Monday, I woke up and it was 3:33 in the morning. And I just interviewed someone in here on my show, Charles, and he said, do you ever wake up in the night? I thought, what, have you been reading my mail? I have been. He says, take that time to pray. So anyway, it's 3:33. The next day, it was 2:22. And then the next day, I woke up, it was 4:44. I said, yeah, just play with, let me know that you're in charge of everything. He can do anything, you know.
And he does anything.
He can do anything.
People say to me, aren't you afraid to go into the jungle? Because there's anacondas, there's all kinds of...
What are they?
Anaconda, the big snakes, you know.
Oh.
Big snakes.
And you go with her?
I used to, but now because of some medical issues that I'm having, I minister.
Yeah. You still go?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was in Haiti. I told you I was in Haiti, right? Yeah. I went down. I was going to go when they had their earthquake because the center, the whatever you call it, center, was right there in Laogan. And somebody in town here says, I think you'd be doing them a favor. You just sent the check, you know, because I'm not a hammer. I'm not a nail kind of guy. I don't fix engines, you know, so.
But that's the reason why I don't go with American teams anymore. Because they don't know how to suffer. They are entitled. They come there with entitlement. And I'm like, I'm taking you to the poorest place on earth.
Yeah.
You're supposed to give to the people.
Yeah.
So I don't do that anymore.
I tell you what, you know what I know, though. Yeah. When you get to Haiti, for instance, I've been to Africa, too. They come, this little black face comes running up to me. And they're looking at you. You're their wealth. They don't have a Rolls Royce. They're probably never going to have one. They don't have big fans. They don't have any fans. You're like, wow, a new person to discover. And you fall in love with these people, and they fall in love with you.
Every country I've been in.
Yeah.
And I don't speak any of the languages. I don't speak Creole. I don't speak Spanish. I don't speak any different languages.
Comment se voir.
Yeah.
Très bien. Je suis remue. Do you know how to say that?
Just little things.
Je suis remue. Yeah. Jesus loves you.
Yeah.
Je suis remue moi. Yeah. Jesus loves me.
Isn't that beautiful?
I love French. I'd like to learn it.
Mm. So what I do is I will now use locals in the community that I have known. They've been my
to go down with you?
No, I meet them in there. I meet them in there.
Oh, the locals down there.
Whatever community I'm going to, I've been to so many mission trips. I've done so many that I have people that I just use over and over again to be my interpreter, to bring me back out there. To, you know, we all know each other now. So I don't bring any Americans and I don't go with teams because it's always a complication. I end up taking care of the team, and that's not what I'm there for. I'm there to take care of the people, to teach the word, to pray over people, to help them in any way. I go to the prisons in these countries, and you think our prisoners have things here rough?
This is a camp.
Oh yeah.
This is a five star resort.
The regular people don't have what the prison has, less. So I go into prisons in Haiti, into Iquitos. I've been in the prison. I've ministered to the people there. I don't just do that here. I bring gifts to them, whatever they'll let me bring. I buy there in the country.
And I don't know if this is true down there, but I've heard that there are countries where the jail doesn't supply the food.
No.
You have to have someone on the outside who wants to bring you food.
Your people have to bring it, and that's in Haiti. Your people have to bring you food. And then you go into a room this size, you can have 50 men in that room. There's no bathroom, there's no water, there's no nothing. So
how do they go to the bathroom?
I don't know. I don't know what they do, but I know that there's nothing in that room. So... And I'm telling you, the circumstances are horrible, especially in Haiti. You know, that's a terrible place. But to go into the prison in Haiti, it's...
you and I can't go to Haiti right now because we're Blancs. We're whites.
I know.
And the Blancs stick out like a sore thumb. They've got all these gangs.
I haven't been in 2 years.
I mean, why don't we stick our nose in that business? Why don't we go down there and just, you know...
Well, they
We continue to pray because... Yeah. And something else happens that a lot of times, even before all this, these different organizations, missions down there would pack a whole container of goods.
Yeah, we've done that for
years. For
the
people in Haiti.
Right.
And when it got to their facility, at least a third of the stuff was gone.
If not a half.
And we didn't know.
And anything good is
gone. Large organization we worked with, they would rent. They started out renting the containers. Then they bought the containers. They put their own locks on the containers. It would get there and Pastor Ease was that particular executive director. He'd say, I want to be there when you guys open up the container. Well, they'd make an excuse. We're backed up, blah, 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 blah. And then finally they said, oh, we got freed up. we went ahead and cut your lock. We checked everything. It's good.
And when it got delivered
to the facility, to the orphanage, a third of the stuff was gone.
Yeah. It's really difficult. So we continue to pray.
Says, Lord, you've said that you are the husband to the widows. You are the father to the orphans. So we're just going to put it in your hands. We have to trust God's doing what he's doing, what he does best. Sometimes it truly is a faith walk. We can't go by what we see with our eyes. She's been upset because she can't go to Haiti. And I've, you know, as a good father and a good husband, you can't go now. Because I can see what's on the Facebook.
Yeah.
And I reach out to people we know down there. And I says, no, it's not safe to come here.
It's not safe to go.
And so her last trip was to Jamaica. She was able, God opened a door. She went to Jamaica.
It's never been safe. When I was in Haiti, and I was traveling with a driver, and I was going from one orphanage to another. These men stopped us. They were going to rob us. They wanted whatever I had. They asked to have my stuff. And I said, Lord, you got to help me. I can't give them my stuff, my passport, the money I'm going to go run the clinic with, all of these things. You have to take care of this. I don't know what you're going to do. So my driver got out. He spoke to them. And then I'm going to tell you what God did. God froze 8 men like popsicles. Froze them in front of me. They never moved again. We moved the rocks out of the way and we drove through. And I don't know when God defrosted them because I didn't look back. So I have been in trouble in these places and God
froze them.
Froze them like popsicles. And they never moved again because God intervened. They were going to rob me. They were starving. I would have gave them money.
Boy, why do you have such favor with God?
This is one.
I wish you'd free somebody for me.
That's one story. I could tell you days.
You're amazing.
I'm not amazing, but God is.
We're not. And even with our ministry to the jail and the prison.
He's amazing.
A lot of people say, you guys are amazing. No, we're not.
Yeah,
but let me tell you about our God.
But why the favor?
Again, when you walk in obedience, he promises blessing, favor.
But it makes me wonder maybe.
One of my favorite stories was, you know, there's a lot of demonic activity because in Haiti, they're voodoo. So I was with an interpreter and we were evangelizing shack to shack, I call it, because that's what it is. You're out in the mountain, you're in the woods. And I came up to a man and I said to my interpreter, I want you to interpret exactly what I'm saying, exactly the way I'm saying it. Because sometimes interpreters are lenient. They'll say what they want to say or, you know, whatever. I said, I need you to tell. I don't know why God told me that. I said, I need you to tell him exactly what I'm saying. So I went to begin to witness to him, and as soon as we mentioned the name of Jesus, he went to attack me. But when he tried to attack me, God sent an angel, and this voodoo priest, I didn't know he was a voodoo priest, saw something, I don't know what, because I didn't see it, and fell back and said, who is Jesus? I need to accept Jesus right now.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m. or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City reminds you that America has a covenant with God, established over 400 years ago at the founding of our great nation, to send the gospel into the world. Please pray for a robust revival in our nation, that we may honor this covenant in God's perfect time.